At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may not know the name Ali Willis, but you will be familiar with her work. She wrote hits for the Pet Shop Boys and Earth, Wind and Fire. She composed award-winning film scores and perhaps most notably wrote I'll Be There For You, the Friends theme song. And her former LA home, known as the Pink Bungalow, has been immortalised in a pop-up book. The man behind it is Neil McCullough from Bangor. Good afternoon, Neil.
Hello, Sean. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so when did you first hear of this woman and in what circumstances?
Well, like yourself, Sean, and many who are listening, you may not be aware of Ali herself, but you definitely know her output. I was contacted maybe about 2021 by a good friend of Ali's. Now, unfortunately, Ali passed away, I think, in 2019, but the legacy she left behind her is immense. And a friend of hers got in touch and said, look, we're setting up a charity foundation in Ali's honour, and we'd love you to design the logo, which was very exciting for me because I'm based about 9 miles outside of Belfast, and I haven't even been anywhere near Los Angeles or California, but the kind of illustration and artwork that I produce is very much of an Americana bent.
Right, and so it was just the logo at the start they wanted you to make.
That's it. I mean, it was really, they were going to say, you know, it was one of those things that you wouldn't say no to it. It was such a fun job to work on. It was very wacky, very LA, very Americana, as they say. So I jumped at the chance. And yeah, no, it's been a bit of a roller coaster ever since. You know, we worked on several projects past that. There was a launch event in LA that I didn't make it to, unfortunately, and a few other jobs that we've done with the Willis Wonderland Foundation, as they're known. And then, it would have been just over a year ago, we started work on the pop-up book, which, again, took all of 2024 and a little bit beyond as well. So it's been, for an illustrator like myself, who's a professional illustrator and commercial illustrator, it's definitely been the gig of a lifetime, you know. Nearly broke me as well, if you actually look at some of the detail within the book that I've produced. But okay. Never been more proud of anything in my life, I'll be honest.
The book, then, is the book about Ali or is it about her house?
Well, it's one of these things, Sean. It's a coffee table book. It's an architectural pop-up book. There's a good bit of her life story in there. But really, if we go from cover to cover, we're going through every room in her house, this pink bungalow, which is Willis Wonderland itself. So you start off in the front drive, and then you go through into the front room, through to the bedrooms, the kitchen, the basement, the back garden. And it's really one of those places, you know, it's got to be seen to be believed, you know. It's beautiful place. If you love art, I mean, it's originally the building itself, her house, was an Art Deco building that was built in the early 30s. And rumour has it that it was originally owned by the MGM Studios So, you know, if those walls could talk, you know, the parties, et cetera, that have taken place in that house are absolutely legendary. And again, of course, the book's fantastic. But again, there is also a film that goes along with it as well. I only found out when I started work on the book that they were actually making a documentary film to go along with that. So, which is a great movie as well. I attended the premiere in London, which was quite surreal. There's a lot going on with this project. You know, it's down to myself. I'm heading down with my good friend Andy Jarvis. And we're coming down to Dublin to see you guys on Friday afternoon. And we'll be in the United Arts Club at 7 p.m. And you can get tickets on the door. You can pop down. And we're having a lovely chat about the book. And we'll tell the whole story to you there and then. And we'll be taking questions and answers afterwards, obviously, too.
Right. And the parties there, as you said, it probably was previously owned by a studio, so there would have been parties in it. During the period, Ali owned it. Well, were there many parties? Was it like a centre for debauchery? And who would go there? And what did they do to each other?
What they did, I'm not too sure. But again, it's one of those things where, you know, there's a very much an LGBTQ bent to the story as well with Ali. So Ali's sexuality was something she wasn't really keen to talk about publicly during the 70s and the 80s when she lived very much in Los Angeles. So there would have been a sort of... she would have thrown a lot of parties for people, safe in the knowledge that, you know, there wouldn't be much paparazzi around there. So she can have, it was a very much seems a safe haven, a safe place for people to go and have parties. You know, she was really, really good friends with like the likes of P.B. Herman or Paul Rubens. She had parties with RuPaul. She was really good friends with, you know, the likes of, you know, Joni Mitchell, who's the girl that played Princess Leia? Is it Carrie Fisher? She turned up at her parties. Linda Ronstadt, Tab Hunter, if you remember him from the 1950s.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, it's one of those, it's every time I hear a story about Ali Willis, I hear another story about how she's connected to someone equally famous and crazy. You know, it turns out that Debbie Harry shot the video for French Kissing in the USA in Ali's bedroom, which I only found out a few weeks ago, which was quite strange. Huh. You know, so I mean, if you want, I mean, this book is just so full of stories, Hollywood stories and legends. Yeah, you know,
she didn't really want the limelight, though, it seems.
Not particularly. No. I mean, I think it was one of the things she originally had started out as a singer-songwriter and had released her own record. But really, I think the longer she spent in the music world, she just moved towards more production and songwriting. And again, people started seeking her out, and especially after she'd done Boogie Wonderland with Earth, Wind and Fire. You know, that was obviously a mega hit. And again, she just had a habit of coming up now and again, coming up for air and just releasing another song that just takes the world by storm.
Yeah, very strange. Indeed. Thanks a million for talking to us today, Neil. And as Neil mentioned there, they will be at the United Arts Club this Friday at 7 o'clock to talk about that book.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.